This is VOA News. I'm Tom McKinney. U.S. federal officials say that there are now 5 confirmed cases of new China-based coronavirus, and they expect more. The head of the Centers for Disease Control Respiratory Disease Office, Nancy Messonnier, says that all 5 victims had direct contact with others in Wuhan, the Chinese city where the disease is believed to have started. All 5 are said to be in good condition but are isolated in hospitals as doctors and health officials try to find out more about the virus. The CDC says it is investigating about 100 suspected cases in 26 states. Chinese officials say 56 people have died and nearly 2,000 others in China have been infected. President Xi Jinping said China is facing a grave situation and experts and other resources would be concentrated at specific hospitals to treat severe cases of that illness. A video has emerged of a 2018 dinner at which U.S. President Trump appears to call for then-ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, to be removed. Reuters' David Doyle.
It's April the 30th, 2018, and halfway through a dinner at the Trump Hotel, the U.S. president can be heard appearing to give the order to remove the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch.
Get rid of her. Okay, get her out tomorrow. I don't care. Get her out tomorrow. Take her out. Okay?
A video of the meeting emerged on Saturday and was obtained by Reuters from Joseph Bondi, the attorney for Lev Parnas. He's the former associate of Donald Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani and has been providing evidence to Democrats as a part of the president's impeachment trial in the Senate. Trump has said he had the right to fire Yovanovitch, a main figure in the series of events that led to his impeachment.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. This is VOA News. Rescuers continue to desperately look for survivors in eastern Turkey in the rubble of collapsed buildings after a powerful earthquake claimed at least 38 lives. Nearly 4,000 rescue workers combed through debris and freezing temperatures helped by mechanical diggers. Turkish authorities say rescue workers have so far saved about 45 people. There was more violence in Syria. In northern Syria, a car bomb killed 7. This is the World Food Program reports it's scaling up its operation to provide emergency food to tens of thousands of people in Syria's war-torn province of Idlib. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
Humanitarian officials say conditions for some 3 million civilians in Idlib have become intolerable since Syria and its Russian allies launched a major offensive in mid-December to seize this last rebel stronghold. Since then, the United Nations reports more than 300,000 people, 80% of them women and children, have fled their homes in a desperate bid to protect themselves from heavy bombing and shelling. The United Nations reports more than 8 years of brutal civil conflict has pushed millions of Syrians into hunger and poverty. It reports the war has displaced more than 6 million people within the country and created a food crisis for more than 7 million who suffer from chronic food shortages. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Australia Day celebrations on Sunday were clouded by the tragedy of bushfires that burnt across the country. Edward Barron with Reuters.
Australia Day celebrations on Sunday saw thousands of people flock to Sydney Harbour and Indigenous ceremonies. But festivities were clouded by the tragedy of bushfires that had burnt across the country. Several members from the New South Wales Rural Fire Service were also thanked for their work by the state's Governor Margaret Beasley on board the HMAS Canberra. Fires across Australia's bushland have scorched an area nearly the size of Greece since early October, killing 33 people, including several firefighters and volunteers, and millions of animals.
The latest program from the makers of Sesame Street is an effort to help children suffering as a result of the Syrian civil war. Sesame Workshop, the nonprofit educational organization behind Sesame Street, has launched a new locally produced Arabic TV program for the hundreds of thousands of children dealing with displacement in Syria, Iraq, Jordan, and Lebanon. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.